Hello, this is Andrea Nakayama, and today we'll be mapping some crowd favorites on the 15-Minute Matrix. Welcome to the 15-Minute Matrix. I'm Andrea Nakayama, functional medicine nutritionist and your host. This is the podcast that brings you bite-sized insights and lessons on how to use the most important tool in functional medicine and functional nutrition. This is the first Friday in August. In North America, especially here in the States, August is often a time of family vacation, road trips, beach outings, camping excursions, and more. Now that we're over 35 episodes into the podcast, I thought it would be a great time to step back, introduce you to a handful of the functional nutrition and lifestyle practitioners that are a part of the thriving Functional Nutrition Lab community, and invite them to share their takeaways from the podcast in general, as well as their favorite episode. Get ready to hear from Renee Hunt, Mindy Gorman-Pletzer, Carla Ferrara, and Jen Baum, and see if their takeaways from the podcast resonate with you, and if there's an episode or two that you missed that might be fun to take with you on a summer hike or a drive, or tune into with your family or friends. Let's get started with what I'm going to call our summer-loving best-of episode, according to Four Great Minds in Functional Nutrition. A big welcome to Renee, Mindy, Carla, and Jen. Thank you all so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Very excited to be here. Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
I know this is fun, a little bit of a different flavor today. Renee, I'm wondering if we can start with you. You are a functional nutrition and lifestyle practitioner, and you also have your hands deep in the podcast right along with me, helping to produce it. Is there anything in particular that you've really been loving about the podcast in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. Aside from the fact that we were able to dig into how to use the matrix and use it to think through these different topics in the clinical realm, I think my favorite thing is it sparks creative thinking after listening to each episode every week. So it's kind of like the afterglow of the episode once I hear it, and I get to hear it and bits and pieces along the way as we're producing it. But there's always this moment afterwards where I want to dig in a little bit more. I start to think creatively. And it's a way that when you're working with people, to start to think a little bit differently in a less linear way when we're working with clients. And I think that's kind of the big takeaway I have from all of the episodes, is that just it's inspiring and it gets you to think in a different way.
I love that. What a good reflection. Is there a favorite episode that you wanted to call out today to remind people to go back to?
Yeah, of course, I have to say they're all great. But one of the more recent ones, I think it was number 35 with Dr. Venu Julapalli on therapeutic love. And I think this concept is just, it's so important and it often gets overlooked. In the clinical realm, it sometimes gets pushed over to, oh, that's more in the mental health area, or someone who has a therapist or, you know, counseling or psychiatry scope to their practice. And we tend to kind of fall more into this prescriptive way of thinking when it comes to medicine. So I thought that episode was wonderful in that Dr. Julapalli brought up curiosity. And this again ties into why I love the podcast in general. But here, you know, when you sit down to work with a client, you think about what's it like to be them? What's it like to be you? And then you instead have this, like, as you say, Andrea, you're being a detective. And in this episode, you talked a lot about curiosity, being a guide instead of a god. So you're walking alongside with the person and really being in that partnership. And then how that is sort of, to quote the episode, the golden thread that runs through everything that we do, that when we're working with someone, and then how that runs through the entire matrix. So I thought that was a really, really poignant episode.
I love those reflections, Renee. And it's so interesting how Dr. Giulipolli talks about therapeutic love existing as that like orange ball in the center that radiates through everything. And I think you're absolutely right. It's all too often overlooked. So thank you for all your hard work in getting us to this number of episodes. We have been doing it together. It takes a team to produce the podcast, and I'm so grateful for all your support, Renee, and for those amazing reflections.
Oh, of course. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Mindy, let's come right over to you. You also are a functional nutrition and lifestyle practitioner, as you all are. I'm so pleased to be sitting here at the table with all of you. And you have a very particular focus in your practice. You really pay heed to the realm of eating disorders and how that plays out in a functional way. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you've been appreciating about the 15-Minute Matrix in general?
Absolutely. Well, I can certainly echo Renee's adaptation and her description of the Matrix. I love the Matrix because it allows me to put the pieces together as though looking at a puzzle. And I so love looking at the Matrix in all of its parts, the antecedents, the triggers, and the mediators. And I'm so embracing it because it took me a while in our studies to really fully understand how important a tool this is for our treatment plan and how empowering it can be to our clients and patients when we lay everything out for them the way the Matrix does. I love the skill side because from where I sit with my clients, I talk very much about not only what they're eating, but who they are as eaters. Mm. So the skill side of the Matrix really comes into play. And it's been so valuable to me in my growth as a practitioner. And of course, the soup, the story, and again, what I do with people is help them reframe so much of their story that isn't serving them well. And being able to lay it out this way in terms of triggers and mediators has been amazing for me.
I really appreciate that you're sinking into the power of the functional nutrition matrix as a tool. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the 15-Minute Matrix podcast in this way, to really allow us to sink into one particular topic, one really specific topic, instead of speaking generally all the time, and show how that specific thing actually touches multiple areas of a person's life, of their physiological function, of what they can or might be able to do to support themselves. So I know you are coming forward with an episode that really spoke to you, and you mentioned you had a hard time picking one, but which one did you pick, Mindy, as your favorite?
I picked Dr. Kelly Brogan's Mapping Serotonin. And I found it to be fascinating on so many levels.
And that's episode number 12. So what were some favorite fascinations for you in listening to that episode?
Well, let's just say that so much of what comes up in my office is the client looking outside of herself for the quick fix. And very often, the SSRI antidepressants are looked at and prescribed to take the edge off, be that quick fix. And I found this to be incredibly insightful and empowering for me as a practitioner, kind of giving me permission to debunk the myths and to have a deeper understanding. When I put the science aside, I mean, this episode is really very scientific.
Yes.
Dr. Brogan does really go into a lot of the scientific technicalities. So stripping that away, just simply how she talks about the power of diet and lifestyle modification, how it's not secondary, how important it is, and also how important it is to connect to the wisdom of our bodies, how empowering that can be. And that really is my ultimate message with people, to help them connect to the wisdom of their bodies. You know, so many are looking outside of themselves, as I said, for that quick fix.
Yeah. And Dr. Brogan, one of the things I always really celebrate about her work is that she can go deep into the science, and she also understands the powers of diet and lifestyle modification, as you're saying, but she also weaves in an element of cultural context and how we as a culture got to the belief systems that we have about those outside forces. So I think you said it beautifully, Mindy, in terms of what Kelly Brogan brings to the table in her episode, again, episode number 12 on serotonin. Any final words of wisdom from you, Mindy, about the podcast or that particular episode?
Just how empowered it made me feel as a practitioner. It gave me the tools and, of course, the knowledge to hold better and smarter space.
I love that, Mindy. And, you know, really just looking at how you can dive in just a short period of time and get that little feed, so to speak, of empowerment about one particular topic. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mindy, and sharing your perspectives.
Thank you.
Carla, coming over to you, and I would love to hear from you about your perspectives and input on the podcast in general to begin with. What's it been like for you to have 35 plus episodes to tune into throughout the year?
Oh, it's been great. To me, the perspective and the way the information is presented is easily organized for me to digest it, so to speak. And it helps us practice keeping the broad spectrum. It helps us practice using the matrix. And practice is what's going to help us. More specifically, a few times I've used it before I address a new client. Mm. Like if I had a new client came in, I knew she was already diagnosed with Parkinson's, for example. And I went through the podcast on the 15-minute matrix on that. And it just gave me this, just such a greater picture and a better level of comfort before I actually did my intake with her. Whereas, you know, if you look at a protocol or you look at details or done for yous, that they seem to be more limiting. And I like having my scope broaden, especially when you're starting out and, you know, come back to it. So that's really helped me for a couple new clients.
That's so awesome, Carla, because I love that you're bringing that broad perspective as opposed to the protocol do X for Y, that you could see the whole realm, the Parkinson's with Dr. Heather Zwicky, episode number 8, which isn't even the one you chose as your favorite, but that episode is definitely a favorite of mine. And it is so cool how we can see how the one condition or the one specific element does show us that, you know, where does it populate in every arena, or leads us to the questions that we should be asking to make sure nothing is overlooked. And we can do that in this bite-sized way, as opposed to getting this ongoing information that has us going in a million different directions as clinicians. So, Carla, what was the episode that you chose as your favorite?
It was number 17. Dr. Jolene Brighton with her mapping post-birth control syndrome.
That was like a rapid fire episode. I was telling Dr. Brighton last night. She texted me and I said, your episode was one chosen as a favorite. And she speaks fast and furiously about post-birth control syndrome as only she can. So what was it about that episode in particular that made you choose it?
One thing, there's a couple reasons, but one thing, it was a great perspective, you know, going through learning about the body systems and everything. You got these pieces of it during, as we go through and learn and you read, you know, the endocrine system and doing all the reading. But this really, it gave me a wow, look at all the things that are affected, you know, putting it together. And it was a perspective that I felt was easy. It helps me to keep the broader picture to explain to clients, because I had a few this came up, and I actually forwarded it to one of them.
That's awesome.
I thought this is like something that's understandable by the general population, and it kind of goes over how it affects the different body systems, and that was a huge thing. That the other piece is, I feel like it really shows the gap that we always talk about, you know, how doctors are prescribing and have been prescribing birth control for years without really educating the patients about the risk factors and what you need to guard against if you so choose. So I feel like a lot of people aren't able to make a good decision without this information. And it just, the gap really stood out between a patient and the medical establishment.
Yeah, it's interesting. It happens a lot, right, in medicine, where we find a solution for something. We bring in that pharmacological solution, and we don't really know the long-term impact of adjusting the soup, so to speak, in that way until time goes on. And so the work that Dr. Brighton is doing now to shine a light on that, it's very timely, because now we have the evidence. We have the cultural evidence of the impact of this intervention that we thought solved a lot of problems.
And it shows that gap has been going on for so long, and we still have the gap.
Yeah, and we have it in ways that we're not looking at with other interventions as well. What does it mean when we do these interventions? I was just having breakfast this morning with a local physician's assistant who practices functionally, and she was telling me about a patient who had Crohn's disease, and he went in for surgery. They told him they would remove part of his colon. They removed the whole thing. And so now his entire life is impacted, and all of his symptoms are exacerbated. They didn't address the root, the inflammation of the, you know, colon. And here we are. Then he has to live with the repercussions of that intervention that are meant to solve a problem. So that really does speak into the gap, as you're saying, Carla, just to look at when we're putting in an intervention, what's it a band-aid for, and what is it, what's the wound it's not healing? So I love how you put that, Carla.
And I guess there's one more point I guess I'd like to add is, I think this is something that these 50-minute matrixes are something that we can refer to when we want to spread education on functional medicine to those other practitioners that you meet up that don't understand what you do. They may be more likely to listen to a few of these, you know, because there's topics
right
that they're bound to like, and kind of start getting a picture
where
they might not get it from you. So in the realm of forwarding what we do, I think this is going to be helpful.
Yeah, awesome point, Carla. And, you know, I definitely want to hear from all of you. We actually have all of the episodes scheduled through the end of the year. There are some amazing topics coming up. But I also want to hear from everybody about what topics you want to see and hear mapped on the 15-Minute Matrix. You can always reach out to us at ask@15minutematrix.com with recommendations for people or topics that you want to see mapped, so we can bring this broad perspective to lots of different things, from nutrient deficiencies to conditions to foods. We've had episodes on flax and magnesium and SIBO, and there's lots more coming. Thank you, Carla. I really appreciate the perspective. You always have such an analytical mind, and I love how you're able to bring out that perspective that you shared with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So last but not least at the table is one of my favorite nutritionists, which is why she's on the team here at the Functional Nutrition Alliance. Jen, welcome.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
So I know you're a busy lady with practice mm-hmm. and your family and all you do for us here at the Functional Nutrition Alliance. But I also know you've been tuning into the episodes. So anything that you can point out in your practice that the podcast has been helping you to achieve?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to admit, when you first started talking about doing the podcast and the concept of the 15-minute matrix and how you were going to bring the matrix into it, as someone who has worked with you for a long time, I have to admit I was a little confused at first because in part because I was so used to using the way we use the matrix in practice with our clients and taking that and using it around these specific topics that you were going to be interviewing people on. And what it took me a couple of episodes of seeing the matrix and listening to the podcast to, it's like a light bulb went on and it has really expanded my thoughts and uses, first of all, of using the tool. And it's been a really useful tool in terms of me really being able to expand my understanding of the topics and how they would apply to clients in different areas. So it was almost like kind of a little bit of a mind blown sort of moment once I kind of put it all together. And have to admit, it's at the top of my list every week.
It's so interesting, Jen, because it's true, because in practice we say, well, every individual is unique and we're using the matrix mm-hmm. to map the individual's history. So then mm-hmm. how would it translate? It's a good point to mapping something specifically. And, you know, I think that allows me to speak into the intent of the podcast was really to show that every single thing touches every single aspect of our lives, our bodies, mm-hmm. that it really is a web of interactions when we're talking about, like I said, a nutrient or a food or a condition, whatever it might be, and bring that kind of overlay back to the bioindividuality of the particular patient.
Yeah, it's really, I think, helped me so much as a practitioner think about cases and, you know, the individual per se and their history and what's going on with them, but the different issues that they're dealing with and how different areas that they might be affecting the matrix, for example. So, or affecting the individual and how I would put that on the matrix to be a little more clear there.
Yeah, it's so interesting for me in finding the people I want to speak to, because it's actually very hard to ask people to talk with this much specificity about one thing. Everybody wants to speak generally, so they're often in the how-to realm as practitioners, and I have to kind of coach them to think, okay, let's narrow that down. Let's make it more specific. Let's look at something through a more microscopic lens, and then we take that microscopic lens and kind of blow it up onto the matrix. So toward that end, Jen, I know you chose one of the more unusual episodes where mm-hmm. we were mm-hmm. able to look at something through both kind of a physiological and therapeutic lens. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the episode you chose as a favorite?
Yes. So I chose episode 16, which was the official title is Mapping Meds versus No Meds by Lynn Laird, who is the author of the very popular blog Phoenix Helix. And this is a really big question in our practice with our folks with, especially with autoimmunity, but really almost any condition about whether or not meds are a good fit for them. And there's a lot of emotions around it. And there is, as you said, the physiological side to consider. And so I thought Aline did just a really beautiful job of speaking into all of that during the 15 minutes you had with her and really, you know, laying out how each aspect can be affected, even just making the decision and the stress that can cause somebody versus if they do decide, you know, that is the right fit for them and the process of finding the appropriate med, whatever it may be. She is for herself, she talks about using biologics because she has rheumatoid arthritis. And then looking then at, you know, taking into account that there is the what can happen on the other side physiologically and what we need to take into account. I just thought it was a very compassionate and open-minded episode of The Matrix.
Yeah, thank you, Jen. I think that that's a great one to tune into. We've kind of touched on a number of different episodes today, all giving you different bite-sized lessons to learn about, you know, therapeutic love, serotonin, post-birth control syndrome, meds versus no meds. There's definitely diversity that we're exploring in the podcast. I am having such a good time doing the podcast, bringing this information forward, sharing the completed matrices with all the listeners. And I'm really grateful that you are all a part of this community. You're all working functionally, and that this podcast is serving as a tool for you and your practices. So thank you all for being here and sharing your favorites with the whole community today.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to future podcasts.
Yeah, there's lots more coming.
Yeah, there are. Thank you.
Thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you all. Bye.
Thank you.
The 15-Minute Matrix is brought to you by me, Andrea Nakayama, and the Functional Nutrition Alliance. The 15-Minute Matrix team includes my son, Gilbert Nakayama, on sound production, who happens to be out this week, Renee Hunt, who you heard from earlier, Natalie Merrill, and Christine Shook, who gets a special shout-out this week for navigating our sound production in Gilbert's absence. You can visit us, hear more episodes, and catch up on any that you missed at 15minutematrix.com. And if you'd like to be notified each time there's a new podcast episode, please go to 15minutematrix.com/notify. You have an invitation to email us. We want to know who you'd like to hear on the podcast and what you'd like to see mapped on the 15-Minute Matrix. We have a great lineup planned for you throughout the rest of the year, but I do want to know who you'd like me to include and why. You can email us at ask@15minutematrix.com. Thanks for tuning into the 15-Minute Matrix and for your continued support.